Welcome to another Directions Media podcast. This is Adina Schutzberg, and today we'll be talking about the state of vector GIS data, about the two major vendors, TeleAtlas and Navtech, and how that industry is changing. I was speaking with my colleague Joe Francica at the ESRI User Conference in San Diego. So today you had the opportunity to talk with some of the vector data providers.
There was great discussion with TeleAtlas and Navtech. We talked really specifically about how they are improving their street centerline network. The market is going to expect from them now that they've got all these visibility.
Okay, now they have new visibility over a couple of years ago?
The advent of Google, and now that when everybody looks at a Google map, they see a little note down in the corner. It could say Navtech. Could be, say, TeleAtlas. When I spoke to the folks at TeleAtlas, people now come to them and assume they do more than they really do, more than just supplying the street centerline networks. They may expect them that they are providing more attribution on than they really are.
Oh, but at least now that people are understanding that Google doesn't make all of the data that is in Google Maps and Google Earth, so that's really a step forward.
Yeah, I think it has to be, and of course that brings up a huge question for the street centerline data providers, is what do they do next? If there is this presumption out in the marketplace, are they going to add more attribution to the network? One of the things we talked about before was real-time updates. Of course, they are partnering with many companies who are doing that. INRIX is one of those partners who are doing traffic modeling and real-time information that'll be attributed to the network.
Are users demanding new kinds of data? I mean, in the past, the big deal was, we need really good street center lines to route our trucks to drop off the newspapers, for example.
The new data is attribution with regard to address matching, and maybe it's no longer relevant to call it address matching. TeleAtlas has this tagline called Find More. So there's a premium database that is going to be offered that has geocoding to relevant places, even relevant to a particular industry. And the best example that was given to me by John Cassidy of TeleAtlas was something like logistics and transportation. I want to route that truck to the loading dock, not to the front door of the manufacturing facility.
Okay, so in a sense we're taking a step up in geocoding. So don't just get close, get me exactly to where I need to be.
And get exactly there, get to the right location, and what that leads to is a real verticalization of product offerings from these companies. So TeleAtlas seems to get it. I think that Navtech is working with partners on both of those issues. Logistics, for example, RouteSmart is a big partner of Navtech in the logistics industry.
Okay, so in the future, we're going to see more very specialized layers of data. Right, now I was at the trucking show earlier this year, and that was a lot of the questions had to do with, I'm not just routing my truck, but I'm routing this certain length of truck, and it needs to be able to turn this corner, and if it can't turn that corner, then the route has to be different. So that's very, very detailed stuff. That's the kind of detail I'm talking about.
Right. And now that both companies are driving the streets, this is the sophistication that each company is going to and
right.
Capturing as they drive the streets.
And right, with the different video cameras and the ability to use that captured data to do real geometric modeling. That's going to be a huge, and again, that's going to be a very specialized database. And you made the comment before that that these companies, very much like the satellite imagery providers, they're providing content now, not so much services.
They are a content provider. They're not just a street centerline data provider. And I think they realize that. I think they're being pushed in that direction. They realize they have to offer specialized vertical market solutions.
They are content providers. Those who hold the content are king, and this branding is very much like the Intel Inside that we had with hardware. It's powered by TeleAtlas or powered by Navtech, and that's a
right. And I think it'll be up to those companies to push that branding. And I had an interesting conversation with the insurance industry manager with Proxix, and the conversation really revolved around the accuracy that their geocoder is getting to and what that means for the insurance company. I mean, I want to know where that house was damaged because the hurricane just blew here, and I want to go to that address, and I want to send my field service personnel out to that address and collect the data that I need to get a check to these people in their hand at the timely manner. And one of the really interesting things that's going here at the conference is they have a nice image display debris line when Hurricane Katrina came down through the coast. It's actually a horrible thing to see because the houses were just pushed in, you know, several thousand feet. And you can see what had happened now for the insurance companies. What the deal is what's in litigation now is what caused that damage. Was it wind damage or was it storm surge damage?
Now, how are the two companies, Teleatlas and NavTech, distinguishing themselves from each other? That's always been a challenge.
And we've published a couple of articles of this in the past because the street center line networks from both firms are reaching parity. Even Teleatlas will admit that NavTech is winning the war on the PR side. Every week we get press releases for them of what country they now are rolling out with a new street centerline database. And Teleatlas is aware of this. But still, there's only two players in the market right now. I mean, you're going to go to one or the other. And both have very good databases.
Right. Now, that said, there are still other smaller players that we know of, Europa for one, Lead Dog is another, that are putting out specialty geography databases, and the same way we get press releases from those and other smaller companies pretty regularly. And are those players getting any push from things like Google and Microsoft? Are those names becoming more household names?
Well, I think they should be, and I had a conversation with Warren Vick from Europa, and he's just thrilled with the relationship he's got with Google, and he's saying that is leading to several more opportunities for this small company.
The other big change in technology that both the larger and smaller companies need to deal with is the move to web services. Now, traditionally, when you license data from Teleatlas or NavTech or anybody else, you got a CD, and then sometime later you got a new CD, and you updated your data quarterly or more often. Well, now there's really the opportunity to have the data providers themselves or partners serve up this data through something like ARC Web Services or an OGC web service, and then the expectation from the public may be that the data is updated all the time. Are we there yet?
I don't think so. I don't think the pricing models have been worked out very well, but there is that expectation that if you buy a web service, you want that information on Internet time.
And again, just as with the satellite data that we discussed yesterday, the users want to know how recent that data is. So if you go to your favorite web mapping portal and you pull up some street data, you might see a copyright 2006, but you don't know if it's January 2006 or August 2006.
Very much at the beginning of web services, because one of the demos I saw here was you're going to pull in a WMS data set. You may pull in a web service from somewhere else. You could be pulling down a web service, Teleatlas or NavTech or Europa or one of the satellite data providers. And how do you price all of that? And what is a consumer of that data? And that consumer be a local government or a federal agency. Somebody's going to have to figure out how to price all of this stuff.
And I suppose we'll learn some of it from ESRI's ARC Web Services. That's sort of one of the first data sources that's sort of been pushed out into the world.
But there has to be some educational process that goes on in the marketplace as to what's free, what's for fee. And there's some maybe confusion right now about which is which.
Now, you mentioned that Teleatlas was looking to update its program for partnering with local governments. That's the OneMap program?
So OneMap is the next step in a program that had called Community Update. And this is working primarily at the state level. They found that working with the state is perhaps a little bit more efficient than working at the local government or the county government level.
That wraps up another Directions Media podcast. You can reach us at directionsmag.com. Our music today is by Owen Barron. You can reach him at Barronworks, that's BAERNworks.com. We hope you'll join us for another podcast soon, and be sure to tell a friend.